A Bloomington Normal native in Congress is demanding answers about a COVID-19 outbreak at the state-run LaSalle Veterans Home.
The buck stops somewhere. And if it's not the governor needs to say who it does stop with, and there has to be accountability.
That's Adam Kinzinger. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, December 4th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger blaming Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker for not controlling a fatal COVID-19 outbreak at an Illinois veterans home. Ryan Denham has more.
About 3 weeks ago, the state confirmed 6 COVID-related deaths at the LaSalle Veterans Home, about an hour north of Bloomington Normal. Now, 30 veterans are dead. Kinzinger wants Pritzker to explain why an earlier offer for extensive on-site help for federal infectious disease experts was not accepted. Until this week.
When you have a leadership of the state and for a month, you know, denies federal help, that ends somewhere. The buck stops somewhere. And if it's not the governor needs to say who it does stop with, and there has to be accountability.
A Pritzker spokesperson disputed Kinzinger's claims and said an internal probe is underway, but the governor has not made any personnel changes or disciplinary decisions in the wake of the outbreak, saying the investigation's findings will direct his administration.
Let's figure out what went wrong so that we can not only hold people accountable, which I know is what everybody's talking about, but also because we want to make changes. If there are changes that need to be made at our long-term care facilities across the state or specifically at our veterans' homes.
An Illinois House committee is opening its own investigation into the outbreak. Kinzinger is a Bloomington Normal native and an Air Force veteran himself. He now represents a congressional district just to our north. He's often a rumored candidate for governor in 2022. Kinzinger has made a national name for himself as an occasional critic of President Trump, most recently when Trump tweeted out a lengthy video statement full of falsehoods. Kinzinger replied, "Time to delete your account." I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID-19 testing positivity rate continued to tick upward to 13.8% yesterday, as health officials reported 136 new confirmed cases. Several Unit 5 officials went through training this fall to help resolve a federal civil rights complaint alleging the district retaliated against a special education student. The district admitted no wrongdoing. And a woman and 2 cats are dead after a fire in Bloomington last night. The fire department was called to the 500 block of Kreitzer Avenue. The woman was found unconscious. Responders attempted to save her, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Bloomington Normal homeless shelters have kept the coronavirus out of their living quarters. The safety precautions come at a cost, at a time of year when demand for their services is greater than ever. Eric Stock reports.
Matt Burgess is chief operating officer at Home Sweet Home Ministries in Bloomington, and some days he's a desk clerk, too.
I ordinarily say that I'm not qualified to work at our front desk, but I have been helping out that team to the best that I can.
The ministry banned all volunteers at the start of the pandemic to limit the potential for COVID infections, so all staff members of the homeless shelter and soup kitchen have taken on extra tasks. That's one of several steps the shelter took to keep people safe. Home Sweet Home only serves meals on site to people who are staying there. The rest can get a hot meal to go. Staff members get tested for COVID every few weeks. Residents get tested if they show symptoms. Masks are mandatory. And the shelter removed more than a dozen beds to maintain social distancing. The shelter is now at capacity. Burgess says the shelter will still do what it can to help the most vulnerable who need a place to stay. So far, those steps have worked. Home Sweet Home has had no residents and one staff person test positive for the coronavirus since March. At the Salvation Army Safe Harbor Shelter in Bloomington, a few staffers have had to isolate after a possible exposure, but Social Services Director Joanna Callahan says the shelter has been COVID-free. agree.
I am honestly surprised, but also on the other hand, just incredibly thankful. I know that the staff that we have here is absolutely excellent, and we do everything we can to keep ourselves and others safe.
Safe Harbor has cut the number of available beds in half. Both Home Sweet Home and the Salvation Army check staff and guests regularly for COVID symptoms, and they have to clean more than ever before. Callahan says supplies are expensive and often scarce.
It's not exactly easy to just go to the store and buy, you know, gloves anymore because the shelves are empty. Even small things like toilet paper and cleaning and disinfecting wipes.
The extra steps the shelters have had to take cost money at a time when social service agencies are stretched thin and need is often at its greatest. Both shelters say donors have stepped up to fill the void. Callahan says church groups that typically give their time by serving meals have donated supplies instead. Matt Burgess says Home Sweet Home secured grants and money through the Paycheck Protection Program to get by.
Those have helped to close the gap on what our normal expenses would have been compared to that higher level of expenses this year.
The funding can help sustain nonprofits during a time when conventional fundraising efforts are much harder. The Salvation Army relies on those red kettles set up outside stores during the holidays. Its Make a Difference campaign hopes to raise $500,000 to pay for services year-round. But fewer people are going to those stores during the pandemic. More shop online instead. The Salvation Army's Joanna Callahan notes it's been trending that way for years.
I think COVID aside, I mean, the online shopping has definitely been a bit of a hit for us, truthfully, but we've been trying to be creative.
The Salvation Army encourages groups to raise money online among friends, coworkers, and fellow church members. It'll also rely more on mail-in donations. Matt Burgess at Home Sweet Home says its big annual fundraiser, a homeless simulator where donors spend a night in a car, will look different this year because of the pandemic, but he says donors have found other ways to help.
Many of our donors who have been longtime donors have stepped up knowing that there is increased need.
The Salvation Army recently opened its warming center where people can sleep on cots in an overflow area to get in from the cold. Social Services Director Joanna Callahan says aside from that surge when cold weather hit, demand for beds has been lower than expected. I'm Eric Stock.
Before we let you go, Adam and Katie Steffi of Normal will appear on tonight's episode of Shark Tank on ABC, showing off their invention, the toilet timer. If that sounds familiar to WGLT listeners, that's because you first heard the device on an episode of Datebook over 3 years ago. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.